Blog Talk Radio.
We have, matter of fact, we have the young lady that does our theme song in the audience.
Hey,
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You have a little song you begin. Anyway. Anyway, we're going to take a small call, small pause for the call, and we'll get right back with you.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party. www.apajamaparty.com, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
All right, we're back. Like I said, I'm Papa Didi, one of the hosts tonight. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Hey.
It's Red Wine's birthday.
Hey, all right now.
And, all her friends and family came out to honor her. She's a nice lady, believe it or not. Anyway, we're going to start off with our first order of business. I'm going to do a little sports news, not to bore you with it, but it's pretty interesting. Let's talk first about a gentleman named Josh Gordon, suspended from the Cleveland Browns NFL team. He was suspended on the substance abuse program, which was a marijuana charge. Now, of all things, I mean, you know, if you're gonna get ousted, you might as well get ousted something serious. But weed,
I know that's
it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That was a waste.
Weed
was a nickel bag.
I don't know what it was, but he got ousted for the whole year, the whole 2014 season.
He probably had a couple of joints. That was it.
Man, well, yeah, whatever it is, I knew his wife was saying, damn.
I know that's right.
I had my eye on that Jaguar.
I know that's right.
I had my eye on that whatever, you know.
That 6-carat diamond.
Mm-hmm. So he's out for the whole year, and he's a pro bowler. You know, he's real intricate to the team because right now the team is shuffling over two new quarterbacks, fresh out, you know, Johnny Football and the other gentleman.
What team was that, Papa?
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, Cleveland Browns. Okay.
And so
well,
he's out.
I mean, but they weren't going to do but so much anyway. I'm just saying.
What's up, Cleveland Browns? They kind of come back, haven't they? What's going on?
Not yet.
I don't know. Maybe need to change their stripes. They don't have stripes. That's right. That's Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, nobody even knows what they look like.
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't Jim Brown on that famous team?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that
All
was
right.
back in when they used to show the games in black and white.
I don't know. I wasn't even born then.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And the next order of business will be the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. He admitted today that he got it wrong when he gave Ray Rice. Was it Ray Rice? Is that his name? Red Wine?
I believe it is.
Ray Rice?
Ray Rice.
Mm-hmm. Ray Rice, he was cited pulling his wife out of the elevator in Atlantic City.
Mm.
You know.
That wasn't good at
back
all.
Back in Philadelphia, where I'm from, we used to call Atlantic City Chicken Bone Beach.
Mm.
Anyway, he was up at Chicken Bone Beach, a.k.a. Atlantic City, pulling his wife out of an elevator after they had an altercation of some type. And she was flat out, you know, I don't know whether she had been drinking or nobody knows. That's the situation. I think that's why the commissioner gave him only two games of suspension. And
well, what happened, Papa? She hit the jackpot or something? Atlantic City?
I don't know what happened. They were engaged. They were about to get married. But they went through with the wedding. And, you know, I mean, if I was about to marry a millionaire, Jay, what my ass
he
too.
He need to take a lesson from Solange in that elevator situation.
Uh-oh, now.
Because he dragged her out of there.
He dragged her out. It was crazy the way it looked. But you don't know what went on in there. And who knows? You know, speculation, that's between them two and God. So who knows?
I know that's
right. Anyway.
He said a kisser.
I know that's right. Kick him with her, right, Ray Wine?
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Kick him in the money.
Kick him in the grapes.
Anyway.
If y'all want to call in and comment on that, y'all call us up at 914-803-4306.
That's right.
I think we
and press one when you call in. You just press one. Once you listen to the show, if there's something that interests you, you just press one and you'll be queued in.
Yeah, I don't understand what just happened. Red wine just put a grape in Papa Didi's mouth. Y'all ain't see that.
Yeah. I'm okay. It was a seamless grape. I'm okay. Anyway, Roger Goodell came up with some other instead of two games. Now, if you get busted for a sexual harassment charge, you'll be out the six games on your first offense.
Wow.
All right. Your second offense, you'll be banished from the league for a year.
What's his name? We need to put him on a kissing list.
Who?
Yeah, you're right. Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell. All right.
Yeah, he claimed he got it wrong. Well, it was the first thing, so I'm sure Ray Rice is happy he only got two games as opposed to six, because that's big money to them guys. I mean, every game they play, depending on what your salary is, you're making about $80,000 a game. It's crazy.
We're going to put Ray Rice on there, too.
Okay.
Well, yeah, really. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The manhandling
with
that woman in the elevator.
But anyway, and he just changed the whole game on the whole domestic violence situation.
I see.
Lastly, we're going to go to our boy. What's his name? Daniel Snyder?
Oh, my God.
That's Red Wine's boy. She loves him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
Daniel Snyder, by the way, is the owner of the Washington Redskins, but we should call him the Maryland Redskins.
Redskins.
Yes, the Landover Maryland Redskins. Right.
No, it's Ralph Young.
Anyway,
they're
out there jockeying right now trying to get a new stadium somewhere. They may go to D.C. They may want to knock down, they need to knock down RFK Stadium. I mean, Philadelphia had JFK Stadium, which was mimicked after RFK Stadium, built when Red Wine in 1961. RFK in D.C. was built in 1961. Now, if you look at the shelf life of cement, it lasted only about 40 years. And
so it's time.
1961, Red Wine? 1961, you
don't
think
about
that year?
I don't know.
And I'm 19.
I'm working with a bunch of young girls here.
What you talking about, Willis?
Anyway. But anyway, the shelf life of cement is not that long. RFK needs to be knocked down, and I think that Daniel Snyder is scoping that out. And I'm sure he'll put a lid on it or a roof on the stadium and things like that. So we got some tricks up his sleeve because they say that the whole FedEx situation is a mess. I rode by there one day before game starting, and people are walking like they're refugees or something going up to the game. Everybody's like walking for miles. You know, they get out of their car, they got to walk 10 miles to the stadium. If it was a rainstorm, they'd be all, you know, it's a mess. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. They get out of the car, and then you got the people who live in the area of the stadium. They're selling parking spaces.
Yes,
they got signs out holding them in the air saying, $20, park in my driveway for $20. It's crazy. It's crazy. I think I'm going to put that on my Living for the City list.
Uh-oh.
On how the people
are going to put him on the kissing list, too, Bob?
He's going to be on the kissing list, and the people are selling the parking space is going to be on Living for the City
list. Dan Snyder.
Anyway, Dan Snyder trying to get a new building on there.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have a permanent space on that list.
Last but not least, we got USC, which is the University of Southern California. The cornerback, Josh Shaw, injured his ankle. He jumped off the second floor. I guess he was drunk, high, incapacitated. Who knows? I mean, his story was he saw his nephew drowning in the pool, and he jumped off the second floor to save him. People called in 5 minutes later and said, he lying his ass off. I don't know why would his story stick.
Right. People pissed at him or what?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe somebody saw something because it was an apartment complex.
Yeah.
So maybe people saw it and said, no, he did not fall off of a balcony or that he did
he
fall, that he was not rescuing anybody. I don't know. You, what y'all think?
They
what
saw
y'all
it.
Think, audience? You think he was drunk and fell off the balcony?
Yeah.
Good answer.
You think so? Everybody, okay, the audience thinks he was drunk and fell off the balcony.
I saw him. I saw the gin and juice in the corner on the balcony.
Ooh, you saw it? Uh-oh.
The gin and juice.
But his alibi was that he was jumping to save his nephew.
Well, maybe he was about to save his nephew.
Hmm.
He probably saw his nephew playing in the pool, and his nephew looked like he was doing something unsafe, and he was about to drown. So he thought, I should save his life before it gets to that point.
And the reason why that story didn't hold because he has one brother, and his brother has no children.
Oh.
So, which is how a nephew is made, by you having a brother or a sister as a child. He has one brother, and the brother has no kids.
Woo.
So it was called for speculation.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, what do you think about that? If I was Josh and said, now what am I going to do? I fell off. I hurt my ankles. I can't play. I got the devil on one shoulder and I got,
No, they won't. They come up with a badass damn story. Heck to the no. Don't tell them shit.
What am I going to tell the coach in
Don't
the
tell them nothing. Tell them to kiss the kisses.
No,
tell the truth. Nope, don't do it.
Give you a break. Tell the truth, Josh.
Shut up, damn angel. Shut the hell up.
Tell the truth, Josh.
I got the angel and devil talking to you. Red wine, of course, is the angel, and as we know, Kettle is the devil. On
the
radio
and
in real life. but as far as the moral story, as far as the he apologized. I'll tell him the story. He apologized. He apologized for misleading his coaches, his teammates, the athletic department, the officials, and the public. And he's suspended now indefinite from all activities of the team. And,
oh, man, that's messed up.
So, it's,
so if they want to call in, they can call us at 914-803-4306 or catch us on apajamaparty.com.
And you can call about anything because we don't,
don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate. We talk about anything, whether you want to talk about your little,
whatever.
Your little winks.
Wink.
Whatever. Talk about it all. We're dealt something here.
Wink.
We're here with pajamas on. We got pajamas on and no drawers. And we drink liquor. Well, anyway,
we're at the Ocean Beach Club Resort.
Yeah, we're in Virginia Beach tonight.
Virginia Beach.
Why y'all there?
Why is this Virginia Beach police too, by the way?
I think there's somebody that's doing with the champagne. Well, we're going to answer the door and we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a break for a minute and we'll get back with our next topic.
All right. This is the Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
Hey, it's Kettle. We're going to start this crazy hot topic, though. We got Burger King. Burger King merger creates Whopper uproar. I wonder what they're doing with the Whoppers. The $11 billion sale of the Canadian fast food company has cooked up a controversy over the potential move of the burger chain. They moving to Canada. What's up with that?
They trying to dust those taxes. That's what happened.
Is that what it is?
Who's moving to Canada?
Burger King.
Their headquarters.
Headquarters.
Yeah, they're moving the headquarters to Canada because Canadian corporations have a different tax liability.
Okay.
So they can dump some of their tax responsibility to the U.S. by moving their headquarters to Canada.
They're going to change the Whopper, too? They're going to change the size, cut the onions, and cut some other stuff out? What
they're
going to
put some Canadian bacon on that thing.
Whoop, there it is.
I'm a Wendy's guy.
I know that's right. You're a Wendy. Oh,
I'm a Wendy's guy.
Uh-oh.
Really? I'm messing with McDonald's or Burger King.
We putting Burger King on the kissing list? What we doing?
Put them on the kissing list.
Okay.
Yeah, you got a
pen? I got it. Burger King. Okay. What you got, Red Wine?
I got some, you know that movie Bad Teachers that came out a while ago?
Yeah.
There have been some real bad teachers in the news lately, and I got a few stories about some of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Newark, California, who has, her name is Krista Hodges. She got a reprimand because she has been putting stuff on Twitter, saying a bunch of crazy stuff, talking about how she wanted to stab some kids.
What?
So she put it on Twitter and said, this is what she tweeted. I already want to stab some kids. Is that bad? 19 days long.
Right.
So then, like, about a month after that one, she tweeted, so happy to be done with school for 10 days, but especially to be away from the ones who truly try my patience and make my trigger finger itchy.
Hey, that's messed up.
A teacher said this?
Man.
So what happened was it was a teacher, Krista Hodges, in Newark, California. So what happened is that the superintendent found out about it, and the students were backing her up, saying that it's just her sense of humor, and that they all understand her, and that they weren't offended by it. But the parents and the superintendent did not think it was cute.
Right.
So she has been reprimanded, and her Twitter account has been disabled.
What?
Another bad teacher is in Oklahoma. There's the superintendent, Rhonda Bass. She has been making her female students bend over so she can inspect whether their clothing is too short.
Whoop, there it is.
See, that sounds freaky.
Is that for her pleasure or is that for...
It sounds like some freaky stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
She has the girls bending over so she can determine whether their skirts are short.
How old are these girls?
These are high school kids.
And
she's making sure that no butt cheeks or flesh or anything is showing. And she said, because you don't want the other students to call you a skank.
She makes sure she get her own spur on.
I thought that was right.
Those girls got sent home, and they were sent home, and they were in tears and everything, and they're all upset. So some of the parents are actually standing with her, saying that they completely are backing her up. They don't have a problem with it. So the students are saying they're not feeling her. And then I got a twerking teacher. Courtney School. She teaches history and physical ed at Kernan Middle School in Jacksonville, Florida. She got suspended for 15 days without pay after allegedly giving students twerking lessons.
Allegedly.
Now, the alleged twerking tips occurred back in May when she was at a party for the girls' soccer team, of which she is the coach. And she was showing the girls how to twerk. She was also drinking vodka at this party. And this is not the first time she's been in trouble. Apparently, she's been late to school several times, didn't show up a couple times. So, girlfriend got some other things going on.
That twerking thing, she must have contacted Miley Cyrus or something.
I don't know what
is that what it was?
Why would you be teaching students how to twerk?
Uh-uh.
I don't even understand.
She don't have nothing else to do.
So, all I'm saying is that that movie, Bad Teacher, seems to be coming to life.
I know that's right. If you want to comment or call in, 914-803-4306, or reach us on apajamaparty.com. You guys got any questions, comments, anything about what we're talking about, or if you want to come up with a new topic. But I got a crazy one. Road stripping tape kills confusing drivers. How the hell can it confuse the damn drivers?
If you're the MS?
Yeah, the stripping tape on the Virginia Highway filled up and created confusion.
What is that about?
The lanes were jacked up.
Some drivers had trouble staying in the lane.
What do you mean stripping tape?
The stripping tape. They were twerking and stripping and all on lanes.
Right.
So if you want to comment, 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. We got a live audience tonight.
Yes, we do.
Hey.
Make some noise, y'all.
It's
we're celebrating Red Wine's birthday. They love her. They love her.
She's 29 and holding. That's what you're telling.
They love
Red Wine. Telling us the real truth.
That's right. They tolerate me and Kettle, but they love Red Wine. They tolerate us.
Watch out there. Watch out there.
Bragging about it. Okay.
But I'm really worried about the wine that was lost. There were barrels of wine that were lost.
Red wine is a wine drinker, obviously.
It was a mess. Now, the earthquake hit about a 6.0 on the Richter scale. There were about a million people affected by the fires and the loss of power.
Right.
A few injuries and the damages were bad.
But the biggest thing
was
wine
industry in Napa Valley is like a $13 billion industry.
So losing about $900 from this incident, it really affected them.
All I'm saying is that that's my people.
That's your people?
We gotta
pull off for the ones that ain't here, right? Sorry to hear that red wine. It's a long, long stem. If y'all want to make a comment about the red wine that's lost,
give us a call, 914-803-4306, and press 1 if you want to get queued in. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're very open-minded, very stimulated station, and we're very liberal. I am, anyway.
Talk about stimulated stations. Check this out. Washington State is now selling sodas confused with weed. Its brand name is called Legal, and their marketing slogan is, "It's so ridiculously relaxing, you become one with your furniture."
Wait a minute,
you
said soda?
Yeah.
They have weed in it.
Yeah, they have plans to also sell coffee laced with weed and are waiting for state approval. They got to get them high as a kite.
Coffee
and KC.
Yep.
And
KC boosts you up, right?
Yeah, last
you.
Time I checked.
But if you put weed in there,
it's gonna slow you down.
You're gonna get fired up
in slow motion. Yeah.
I don't want it. That's some crazy stuff.
But I think we're gonna take a little break right now. But you can reach us on, what's the number, Poppy?
The number is 914-803-4306. Or you can reach us online at apajamaparty.com.
We'll be right back.
You're in tune to the Late Night Adult Pajama Party right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a production of DC Homegrown Entertainment. To share your opinion with the Pajama Party crew, call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. If you'd rather just listen in, you can still call us and listen on your phone, or you can listen online by going to our website, www.apajamaparty.com, and clicking the Listen banner in the top right corner. So join the conversation and let us know what you think about tonight's topics or whatever is on your mind. Okay, who turned the lights off? Call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party.
Hey, we're back, we're live. It's Red Wine's birthday. Yeah, everybody's in the house. Say hello.
He's 39 and old.
Hello, everybody.
Say hello, everybody. Hey. Yeah, Red Wine, they love her. It's crazy.
We got a caller coming in.
Okay.
And they're from Philly, you said?
Philly.
Oh, that's nice.
Right,
okay, we're going to start.
Philly in the house. You're on live with the Pajama Party.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo.
Happy birthday, Red Wine.
Thank Uh-oh. You. Thank you so much.
Uh-oh.
Happy birthday, Red One.
Wow.
Thank you, everybody.
Y'all
got
a
appreciate.
Party over there, huh?
Am I missing a party?
Okay.
How you doing? How you doing, Papa Didi?
Papa Didi is good. You going to feed the kettle over here?
This is little daddy.
It's all good. It's Kettle with the Yellow Top. What's going on? How y'all doing?
Beautiful. Everything is great.
All right.
What's going on?
What you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, no. Talk about your birthday. How you enjoying your day so far?
Everything is good down here in Virginia Beach. We're just living large, having a good time.
All right, now.
Cool. Yeah, we're in Virginia Beach.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. We're going to put you back on hold so you can keep listening to the show.
Okay. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Hey,
thanks for calling.
All right.
What you got going on, Red One, the 90-year-old shooter?
Yes. Did you all hear about the little girl, the 9-year-old girl that shot her firing range instructor by accident and killed him?
That was really sad.
But I'm just trying to understand, like, what possesses a person to want to teach a 9-year-old how to shoot an Uzi?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, even a handgun. I don't get it.
The lesson was learned on that one, for sure.
That was not good at all.
Not at all.
Now, where was that?
This was at a firing range right outside of Las Vegas.
Is the kid okay?
Well, she's traumatized for sure.
Kid's okay.
She's probably going to need a lot of therapy after that.
Mm-mm.
But this happened, it was at the gun range that caters to Las Vegas tourists.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tourist attraction. You go out there and you can fire all these different types of guns, including automatic and semi-automatic guns.
Uh-huh.
And what happened was she had fired it the first time, and it was fine. And
mm-hmm.
then when she went to fire it the second time,
mm-hmm.
the recoil,
uh-huh.
she lost control of it, and the gun went out of control and accidentally caught the instructor in the head.
Right.
And, you know, fortunately, the video that was available stopped right before they showed the actual shooting.
Wow. That's messed
so,
up.
So, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to the family of the instructor. His name was Charles Vaca.
Oh, yeah.
That's very unfortunate, but I just find it really odd that, you know, all of the people that are pro-gun,
mm-hmm.
instead of them saying that maybe the kids shouldn't be out there, they're saying stuff like, well, they should have only had 3 rounds.
Mm-hmm.
in the clip, so that something like this would have been prevented.
That's crazy.
Like, really?
How about the kids shouldn't have been out there? How about that?
Exactly. Instead of saying you should have only had 3 rounds and, you know, instructors should
have
that.
So gave her a BB gun instead of a damn
Uzi. Wow, y'all got to be kidding.
I wasn't even giving her that. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't know why a 9-year-old needs to know how to shoot a gun.
I know, that's right. I guess Wild Wild West, wherever they are. But I got something on a lighter note. The cereal stowaway arrested again in Phoenix. This lady, 62 years old. She's at the Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. She was a stowaway for the 10th time. They arrested her at least 10 times.
So how did she stow away? On airplane?
I don't know. You know what? Me and Red Wine, we were just in Phoenix, and I think I saw somebody go and try to sneak in somebody's suitcase.
I saw that lady.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I checked one bag. That bag I had was so full, she couldn't get in that bag.
You sure? That thing was kind of heavy coming off that damn belt.
Wait, that better not have been here in the
So y'all
bag.
Went to Phoenix without me.
We went to L.A.
What happened was, look, honestly, we can write y'all the whole story.
Yeah,
what happened.
Remember
was,
I did this segment 2 weeks ago where I said women are becoming a new man?
They didn't hear that.
No.
Yeah,
what happened was me and Red Wine was actually stowaways.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear that from us.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's what had happened.
Uh-huh.
That was some crazy stuff. The lady was 62 years old. Was that crazy or what?
She's doing it. That's what I don't understand.
I think she got some mental problems. What do you think?
I think she does. They did say that she may have some mental difficulties.
What you got, Papa Didi?
Let's see. Michael Brown's funeral was this past week, right?
Yeah,
it was televised, too, as a matter of fact. The main thing for that particular situation was the fact that Hillary Clinton made a very unorthodox statement
based on the funeral that she saw, and she said, how would things be if white folks was being shot all the time, randomly,
wow.
and daily, things like that. It just really shocked me that she spoke just that candidly.
She made that comment,
She made a very valid point, and something I'm going to talk about later on in my segment of Living for the City.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really proud of her because she showed that what people need to realize today that that white folks, for lack of a better word, are becoming the minorities of the world,
mm-hmm.
thanks to the Spanish population.
For sure.
And I think that some people of white persuasion haven't gotten it yet, that your actions are going to be highlighted because you're actually outnumbered. It reminds me of apartheid situations based on people coming over taking diamonds out of the cave. The only objective in Africa during apartheid was to rob the diamond caves and take the tusks from the elephants and things of that nature. And as soon as that was done, they flee.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like they stopped apartheid or apartheid stopped. It's that the pirates were done with their mission.
Right.
When, I guess, they had them people mentally because with all them black folks in Africa, there was not enough bullets to kill all those people.
Wow.
Okay, they didn't have enough bullets in the gun to kill all the people.
Yeah.
But they had them mentally restrained.
That's
and
true.
When somebody has mental restraint, whether it be in a situation of the situation like apartheid or even in a personal relationship,
mm-hmm.
if somebody has you mentally, then they can just do what they want to do to you.
That's true.
And so on that whole situation, you know, I just hope that the statement Hillary Clinton made, being the fact that hope she's running for president, she made a strong statement, maybe to get the black vote or whatever, but she made something that was real serious, the fact that if white folks are getting picked off at every given moment
right.
or driving while white or whatever case, however black folks are dealing with
mm-hmm.
the situations today, they would understand that it's an entity that's gone too far. And like I said, later on in the program, I'm going to elaborate on that really strongly because I really want to put my views on that, and I want Kettle and Red Wine to elaborate on it.
Oh, for sure.
Just want to get the word out because it's been too much too long, and you know, me and Red Wine went down to New Orleans for the Essence Festival. We got pulled over. And
wow.
The cop told me I was going 94 miles an hour. I said, you got to be kidding me. I ain't never drove 94 miles an hour in my
What's
life.
What's his name? We're going to put him on a kiss today.
Put him on a kiss.
What's his name?
His name
Crazy
was Officer Prilly.
Crazy Officer Prilly. Crazy cop. Officer.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Friendly.
Officer Friendly. We'll call him Friendly.
You ain't get his name?
Madison
Bad number?
County, Florida.
Madison County, Florida.
Madison County, Florida.
No, that's
anyway.
Right. Okay. We don't put him, his AWSS on blast.
Like most of the name, Bernie Mac, got rid of his soul.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's right.
Anyway. What's
the number they can call him, Papa? They want to call him
anything. 804-306-4306, or you can listen to us online at abadamafari.com. We're going to take a commercial break.
We're going to come back with my hobby with entertainment news.
This is the Pajama Party on Blog Talk Radio. The Pajama Party is produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment at www.dchomegrown.com. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the Pajama Party crew and you. So pick up the phone and dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306 and tell us what's on your mind. There's a big fluffy pillow reserved just for you at the Pajama Party, so call us now. And remember, it's PJs only, no clothes allowed. Pass it on. Log on to www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner or call 914-803-4306. Now let's get back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Is it tea time, darling?
We're back here at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey.
Red Wine.
What's up?
And we're with a live audience. Say hi, everybody.
Yay!
It is growing. Every time I turn around, people are sitting behind me. We need to get better security up in here.
I know. Security.
Anyway,
security.
Yeah.
Whose birthday is it?
It's Red Wine's birthday tonight.
Birthday!
And, she refused to tell her age because she still thinks she's
Last
young.
Time she said she was 29.
She said she was 29 and she was 39 back to 29.
Man.
She's going to let her be what she want to be.
Now.
Oh, okay.
She's going to let her be what she want to be up until midnight. But after midnight, she's going to start telling the truth.
Well,
Entertainment news. Okay. All right.
We had two weddings and one breakup. Ooh-wee.
Okay. That's always interesting.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they finally did the dang old thing. Finally.
Let's give them a round of
applause. With six kids and holding. They did held a $60 million chateau. I can't even pronounce the damn name. The Ravelin in the south of France.
What was the chick's name that he stole? That stole him from?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
She was trying to rush to get married at one point.
I'm just saying that Angelina Jolie just came along and just.
Hey, that Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
In the man world, we call that.
That shit was the bomb.
Get off of me.
Yeah, she was.
Papa,
Poppy.
She was. I'm a rare form. Can you put out this?
Disclaimer, please.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right, now that we got out, then we can't be sued.
Now we can talk shit.
Now we can talk. Oh, kettle curse.
Shiznick.
Okay.
That's a Italian.
Blame it on me.
Okay. All right, so Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, they finally tied the knot.
That's nice.
And they claim Papa John Voight didn't have a damn clue. I don't believe it.
Well, they didn't want to let the word out. So they had to talk to people that can hold the secret.
But they said that he really didn't know. He found out when everybody else found out.
That's what they say.
He wasn't invited.
And then Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. But they want folks to sign a disclosure.
What are they doing? They're getting married?
Yeah, they're getting married.
That's good. Let's give them a round of applause.
Yay!
That's good.
Whatever.
Well, you know, I like her. I like him.
Uh-huh. Then, like I said, we had one breakup.
Who's the breakup?
Oh, man. Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey.
Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey. What?
But what I heard, he can't keep up with her. What's going on with it? Well, as far as money-wise.
Well,
she's making $1 trillion, and he only making millions.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think that she's wearing that little black skirt a little too short.
Uh-oh.
I think that bustier is busting out.
Wait, I think go back to the teacher.
You know what I mean? She's got...
No bending over in front of that damn teacher you were talking about earlier, right?
I mean, you look at Mariah Carey, and she's, you know, she's kind of full of herself, and Nick Cannon, I'm just speaking on a man's point of view. You know what I mean? Nick Cannon looks like a pretty laid-back brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Mariah Carey, she's off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got that body and she's working and she's using it.
Ba-bang!
And she dropped a couple of kids out of her boots and now she's going to get back in the game.
Uh-huh.
And now that she didn't, you know, drop her stomach and got that body right again, she's, tell y'all.
I'm just wondering.
You know, red wine, you just run on. You won't even save me.
I'm just wondering, is that Saints on top of Saints, or is that, like, for real?
That's what they say.
You know what?
I don't know. Y'all think
Mariah Carey, you know.
I know the real deal.
It's
Saints on top of Saints on top of Saints on top of Saints on top of Saints.
Mm-hmm.
You better stop playing. Best stop playing, man.
You know, Mariah Carey is the person that came into the element, as well as, like, Tina Marie. You know, they had some type of white persuasion inside of them. Although Mariah Carey kept hers under wraps a little stronger. But, you know, she was the same way. I'm sure Mariah Carey got something inside of her other than black. And,
I'm sure something's inside.
She got about 10 different
nationalities.
Whatever.
If you guys
want to get in on what we're talking about, what's the number, Papa?
The number is 914-803-4306.
Or apajamaparty.com.
Or apajama.com.
Bob, you cut off.
That's right.
But I got one more entertainment news on Joan Rivers.
Yes.
She has been unconscious since she was rushed to the hospital Thursday morning.
Mm. Oh, God.
Suffering from reported cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
And Rivers' doctors were intentionally keeping her sedated and under close supervision.
Wow.
So our hearts and prayers go out to her and her daughters by her side, Melissa Rivers.
Wow.
So,
Joan Rivers. She's funny as
hell. Joan, I know that's right.
She's off the chain with some things, but she's very funny.
Yeah, she is.
She really is.
All right, so how can prayers go out to Joan Rivers?
What's her name? Beyonce. Didn't she get the...
oh, yeah, Beyonce. Congrats to Beyonce. She received the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. Yes, Sunday at the MTV Awards. Mm-hmm. Daddy and Baby. Oh, well, they presented her the award up there. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. I guess they got their freak on after that, but okay.
Yeah. They was rumored that they were going through some. They said that their relationship was coming to business relationship.
That was some publicity.
Those y'all sitting on $90 million apiece.
But wait a minute, but that just boosted the ticket sales up $100 billion sales.
Yeah.
And they even said the sister Stallone, even her sales went up. Yeah. I was like, well, damn. Is she?
I don't know.
I thought she was selling eight-track tapes.
I don't know.
I can't keep up.
Yeah.
And look, after she effed up the brother-in-law up in the day going elevators, everything's selling.
I told you she should have taught that football player's wife how to do that move.
She could probably sell.
She
could probably sell hot water to the damn devil.
I've never seen Beyonce pregnant. I'm sorry.
Are you going to start that up again?
Oh, boy. Leave Beyonce alone, man. Leave Beyonce alone.
What's the young lady now, the other finance girl staying with her?
Michelle.
Josh's consistent. No, not Michelle. Michelle ain't fine
Michelle.
At all.
Kelly.
Yes,
Kelly.
Michelle is not fine.
Woo!
Kelly is fine, so.
Watch out there.
She's got a real stomach. She's really good. I've never seen Beyonce pregnant.
I ain't in that.
I've
ain't been it. I ain't in it.
She's pregnant, and then it was a baby.
My name's Bennett.
Let's take a vote.
We got a live audience tonight. Has anybody in the room tonight seen Beyonce with a big ass stomach in front of her?
She probably turned her ass.
Ain't no
back.
Problem.
Woo!
We talking
from the peanut gallery.
Everybody in the room, we have a live audience tonight. Has anybody actually seen Beyonce with a big ass stomach in front of her?
No.
There's another problem. You mean,
wait a minute. I'm gonna tell you the real deal. It's hers because she paid for it.
Yeah.
How about that? $100 billion.
I've never seen a break.
Well, Papa, we get ready to take a CC break, a commercial break.
Okay.
And we're going to come back with you. What's popping? I know you're going to give it to us raw tonight.
Okay.
So
yes,
they can reach us at 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com.
Okay.
We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Time out is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta whoop
that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
Hey.
Okay, we're back. I'm Papa Didi, one of your hosts tonight. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
Yellow Top, and I'm here with Red Wine.
I know that.
It's Red Wine's birthday tonight.
Yeah.
And we have a live audience tonight.
Yes.
And Red Wine shares her birthday with Michael
Jackson.
Yes. How about that? Today is Michael Jackson's birthday, as a matter of fact.
Yay.
Michael Jackson would have been 56 years old today.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Died way too soon.
Yeah.
God bless his soul.
God bless him.
We
got tickets for tonight. What you got for
us, Pop? Yeah, we can, I'm going to come back with, there's another person that was shanghaied into some walking or driving or just living while black.
there was a gentleman, a black TV producer by the name of, by the name of Charles Burke. He was arrested by the Beverly Hills cops, and he was held for hours, handcuffed, sitting there on a curb.
Mm.
Based on speculation of numerous things. This happened Friday, August 22nd. He was up there for Emmy Week to do his own little thing as far as the producer was concerned. And it's just another case of they claim that he was, that he fit the description. Yeah, Red Wine is so intelligent. Red Wine, break it down.
Watch out now.
He fit the description because they were looking for someone who had robbed a Citibank who was tall, black, and bald.
That's me.
Exactly.
Watch out now.
So it's a good thing you weren't out there on the
table. I know
that. That's right.
You weren't out there, Papa?
I wasn't going
to. You sure?
Okay.
All right, cool.
That's what they said. They said he fit the description, so they detained him and put him through all these changes, printed him, all kinds of stuff.
Well, stuff is going on right in Ferguson, Missouri. How can you do the same stuff that's going on in the middle of America when something's going on? I just go to show that, like I said, when I get to living for the city, I'm going, oh, my God. Y'all just loading up my host. I'm loading up my host. I mean, like I said, this whole situation here, people just the excuses for holding people based. But you know what we had to get on also is not so much the people that are getting accused of this. It's the people that are ratting them out.
Oh.
Those are the ones that are calling the police or telling the police, I saw this black guy doing yada, 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 yada.
That's the first
and then
thing
the cop comes
out.
In with a disposition and attitude because somebody told him something, and now he got attitude from the beginning. And when you confront a black man, what you bring at us, you're going to get back. You bring goodness, you get back goodness.
Right.
If you hit me with some foul shit, I'm going to give you foul shit back.
Put
a disclaimer
right.
at us so we can curse and talk shit up again.
Come on, Red Wine.
You know,
give it to Bob.
Give me the disclaimer right. so we don't get sued up again.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, we don't want to get sued
we
tonight.
We don't want to get sued. You know, we don't talk radio and...
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right. Now that we said that, we can talk shit.
Go ahead. Tear it up, Papa.
What I'm saying is the fact that the bullshit is nothing, okay? You know, as a black man, I speak as a black man. Every day you walk out there, whether you're on the train, airplane, or whatever, people are looking at you. And the main thing you have to worry about is the rats that are ratting on you. You can be walking normally. You're walking normally, and a rat is saying, I think I saw a black guy in the store. Like myself, in the summertime, I carry a washcloth in my belt loop there, you know, to wipe my sweat. I'm having a sweat in the summertime. I've had people, you know, say that they think I stole a washcloth from the department store. And I took that washcloth out of my fucking bathroom.
Ooh.
And I wore it in the department store, and somebody said, there's a black guy on the second floor with a washcloth. I think he's stealing it.
That's
who starts all this shit is the rat.
Uh-uh.
And then the rats talk to the snakes, and then the snakes come after you.
Well, Papa, you want to give them some cheese next time.
I'm just saying.
You just saying?
I'm just saying.
That's red wine now.
That's bullshit. Every day, you know, living as a man of color is crazy as hell.
Hell
and I think
is.
That nobody can relate to it unless you walk in a man of color shoes.
I know that's right.
Nobody can sit back and be anything else, whether you be a white female, a black female, whoever, and say, yeah, I know how y'all feel. You don't know how we feel.
Because right,
you don't
man.
Walk in my damn shoes.
I know that's
so.
Right.
I'm just saying that any black man in our live audience today.
All right.
You agree?
All right.
That's my Negro. Anyway. So anyway,
can't get no bigger.
But anyway, we you know we just have to I don't know we just do what we've been doing just be vigilant, be tolerant, and just do what they ask you to do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And when they walk away, do like Chris Rock, cracker. Yeah. Anyway, where are we now? Where are we?
Red Wine. We got Red Wine.
What we got Red Wine?
Oh.
What you saying tonight?
Okay, tonight, I'm just saying, there's a study out with these doctors at the American Academy of Pediatrics are saying that middle and high school students don't need to start school so early in the morning, and they need to have more sleep. Because they're just walking around like with permanent jet lag. And I'm saying, like, really, y'all? Y'all are making these kids weak and soft. Real life is you get up at the crack of dawn, you go to your job, you do what you got to do. You balance out your time. You handle what you have to do when you get off of work or whether it be school work, whatever the case. How are you going to say the school day needs to start later so the kids can get more sleep when these kids stay up till 1, 2, 3 in the morning? And let me see, they up there Instagramming, tweeting, Vining, Facebooking, texting,
HBO,
Snapchatting, talking on
Showtime,
the phone, doing whatever else they might be doing. That
live
I'm
at the parlor.
And I'm
just me. Oh,
you know,
my bad.
You want them to get enough rest, but the parents aren't making them go to bed. I'm saying, parents, y'all need to unplug your kids, make them go to bed, so they can get up on time and go to school. Why is school going to have to change the start time to 8:30, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock to accommodate the kids because they're tired? They're sleepy. Give me a break. I'm just saying, tell these kids this is real life.
I know
wake
that's
up
right.
And smell the burning coffee already. You cannot keep changing the time to school starts
right.
Because the kids are tired. They need to go to bed.
Red
wine,
why
are
you going to let the kids stay up all night long doing whatever they want because you're doing what you want and you're not paying attention to what they're doing?
Red wine,
and then they can't
get
up in the morning because they're all worn out because they've been up doing other stuff all night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying enough of this bull. Tell these kids to go to bed. Take the phone, take the computer, whatever you got to do. Control your house.
Red, right, one time. Can we hear you cuss tonight? Please, please cuss tonight, Red. What?
She's a dog horn. That's good. That's good.
Come on, Red.
Jack
Nevin.
She's a Jack Nevin.
That's
big time for Red.
I know,
yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, I think another thing when it comes to kids that they really need to, you know, the parental guidance guide on everything, on your TVs, Verizon has it, Comcast have it, your computers have it. A lot of these kids aren't being locked down with the parental guidance restrictions.
That's right.
Because you go on HBO 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to see some tips and ads.
I know,
you're
that's
going to see
right.
Everything. It's
that's
crazy.
That's right. He's faking
crazy.
It
wait a minute, Papa. How you know? Allegedly, right? Okay, allegedly. But for real, come on in, too. Oh, you here for me.
But see, you know, what happened is that the neighborhood school used to start and at a later time. Then they moved the time back to an earlier time. And I used to see those kids when the school started at, what, 7:45? Kids would be still late to school. So then they changed the time to 9:30. Those kids were still late to school. 10:30. I could look out my window and see kids still walking to school like they had nowhere to be. So it didn't matter what time school starts. That's not going to help them get there on time. Because they are going
to
stay up late. They're going to do what they want to do.
Right.
Parents, y'all need to ride herd on your kids and let them
right.
understand that the real world is the job is not going to accommodate you because you're tired.
Get that big black belt.
Stop being baby.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
You just, that's it. That's all. Red wine has said it. You guys want to,
I'm here to represent.
Uh-oh. Birthday girl said that's it. That's all.
That's why we can't compete on the global level, but that's a whole
nother
issue.
Uh-oh, She's going to come back. She might come back later with that. If you guys want to comment on that, 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. It's off the daggone chain tonight. It's off the hizzy tonight.
Yeah, we've got a live audience in the background. You may hear some chatter, some talking, because everybody's just being who they are.
Yeah.
Red wine laid out a spread. We got all kind of liquor and food and everything. We're just doing our thing.
We got the good stuff going on.
Yeah, we do.
But I think we're going to take the champagne already. Wait a minute.
Celebrate.
We got Dr. Murray on.
Come on. Well, I think we're going to take it. Dr. Murray's on a sneak tip. He's not supposed to be out from the hospital, so we're going to take a little commercial break, but you can reach us on 914-803-4306. We're going to take a
this
little CC break.
No!
It's Friday night, so run and tell somebody that the pajama party is on right now, right here on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah, this is how we do it. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1 to get in on the conversation. Or you can join us online at www.apajamaparty.com and click the Listen Live banner. So if you want to give a shout-out, wish a happy birthday, hear yourself on the radio, or get your 15 seconds of fame, you need to call us right now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. How often do you get a chance like this? Hey, we're only on till 10 p.m. Eastern, so get on the phone and call us right now. We're waiting to make you famous, even if it is just for tonight. Don't be shy. Call 914-803-4306 and press 1. I'm going to stop by the bar, but I'll meet you back at the show.
Hey, 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 this is Kettle with the Yellow Top. We're back live. It's Red Wine's birthday, and we got a live audience tonight. All right now.
It's your birthday.
She says she's 29, but I don't know.
Okay, 30. You got me.
Oh, okay. All right. That's the real deal, huh? But check this out. A commercial headline. This is part of the weird news. 88-year-old woman opened her sliding door to let her cat in.
What?
But the cat, it wasn't the cat. Guess what it was? Damn raccoon. This shit's like crazy. Woman had opened her door. What's she, Brinsmaid Road home at 11 p.m. on Sunday. She opened the door, the sliding door, and thought it was the cat. It was a damn raccoon.
Wait a minute, isn't it like that commercial? Where the lady says, come snuggle with mama.
Yep. Raccoon snuggled with mama and bit her ass. That's why her ass in damn hospital now.
That was an eyeglass commercial.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I guess the 88-year-old mama couldn't see nothing. I guess
she needed to call that commercial, whoever they advertising, to get some
glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, man.
Yeah.
Seeing that snuggling with a rabid raccoon.
I guess so. What you got, red wine, over there?
I got a crazy one. There was a story that came out of Effingham County in Georgia where it says a brother and sister are behind bars after allegedly having sex in a trailer a church parking lot. And the police say that the brother and sister that are 20 and 25 admitted to committing incest 3 times after watching the Ryan Gosling romance movie The Notebook. Now, I'm trying to understand. I saw that movie.
Uh-huh.
I did not feel insane.
What's that got to do with
anything? Red wine. Did it say underneath in captions, whole white trailer? Oh, I didn't say that.
I'm guessing, you know, that they were in a trailer, in a parking lot.
Behind the
kind of sound like PWT to me.
Yeah.
To figure out why they made the reference of The Notebook. They blamed it like on The Notebook.
Yeah.
It was like we saw The Notebook and then we went out and committed incest.
Maybe they getting their hump on reading The Notebook.
I don't know.
What you think? Notebook was on the side and they were getting their hump on. What you think?
But the crazy part is that the officer who saw him said that he was looking for a prowler and found them. And he said that he suspected that they were brother and sister.
Does
that sound right to you?
He was all up in the trailer park.
What makes you suspect somebody is brother and sister?
He was all up in the trailer park. He was watching.
I don't know. But they ended up getting charged in, with aggravated sodomy, incest, and prowling.
Damn. Okay.
I don't know. That's some weird stuff.
But check this one out. Man makes incredible art by squirting paint from his eyeball.
What?
I don't know, because I'm going to start cussing, so you might put that damn disclaimer on again.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute, paint from out of his
eyeball. Yeah, put that disclaimer on first, because I'm about to start cussing in a few minutes.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Who are you on that?
This motherfucker, Leonardo, he considers himself the creator of the eye painting technique.
Eye painting.
Yep, by which he drips and squirts paint made of vegetable dyes from his tear ducts. Yeah, okay.
So he cries on the picture?
I guess so. He squirts the fuck out that damn paper.
He's squirting.
$5,000 to $50,000 or something.
And people are buying this stuff?
They are buying these shiznick. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to paint something.
Okay.
I think I could sell it.
Where you going to squirt that from? Watch out now. Watch out now.
Play that disclaimer, girl.
Yeah. Watch out.
You're talking to your live up in this fucking gun there.
I didn't
know what to do
with that.
That is crazy. Red Vine will spurt the real juice on that motherfucker.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm going to
give you some pussy juice.
Oh, Lord. I
got to
think it red wine from a glass.
Yeah,
okay. I got another crazy one. I got one more.
Okay.
Man, I'm not even going to Red Lobster no time soon.
Uh-oh.
These motherfuckers, they caught a blue-ass damn lobster.
A blue lobster?
Mm-hmm. Off the coast of Maine.
Uh-oh.
It's blue?
Yeah, it's blue.
You mean it was raw?
Yeah, they done named the damn lobster Blue Ivy and shit. They said it's a Blue Ivy's name. It's a blue lobster off the coast of Maine. The family caught it this year.
So what did they do with it?
I just told you, it's Blue Ivy.
Like the color blue? The
yeah, it's the color blue. Can't you see that, man?
That man that had that eye
That's from the peanut gallery.
Yeah.
Miss Lala, she said the man from the paint, he done squirted the damn blue damn paint on the lobster.
I'm gonna have
okay.
How many y'all want?
Uh-oh. Watch out there. Watch out there. I ain't messing with you.
Woo!
I ain't messing with you. You guys want to get in on the discussion? Call 914-803-4306 or apajamaparty.com. There's Papa Didi, Red Wine, and we got Red Fox. Silver Fox, come on in here. Come on in. Well, wait a minute. I've had about 40, so
you know,
shit.
We need to cut you.
You can be red, blue, orange fox. Come on, Silver Fox.
I just want to touch on the education thing because Red Wine over here touched on something, and I heard something earlier today on the news that there's a school in College Park, Maryland, that they will no longer have recess for these children so that the children can get out of school earlier.
What?
Yes.
Really?
And I think that is such a disservice to our kids. Already talking about the fact that we're a large nation, you know, and so you're taking away the one time the kids have in school to get up out of the, you know, out of their seats and move around and be active and burn off some of that energy.
Because they've already cut a lot of the physical education
in
school.
They don't let adults do it. The adults at least get an hour's lunch, you know, or half an hour or whatever. They can get up, they can move around. You're talking about kids in elementary school, and you're not giving them, either it was elementary or middle school. And they're not giving them recess anymore just so that they can get out of school early.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, we're a fat nation.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to, if I was in school, my ass would be jumping, skipping, doing some other shit in the damn classroom. The teacher be like, okay, you got ADT or what the fuck?
Come on, Caleb. Caleb will be all the time. We know you'd be put out of school.
Look, I'm going to be like, I need to get out because I need some damn fucking recess. Hell, I need some recess.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'd be banging the door. Let me out.
That's going to be a problem. Those kids are going to be bouncing off the walls.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a problem also when they get home with the parents because they're
going to
have that energy.
Oh, for sure. That's going to be crazy.
All right. Thank you, Silver Fox, for that comment.
Yeah.
Anybody else in the audience got a comment?
Mm-mm.
They're sitting back laughing at us.
Got the peanut gallery going on.
All right.
Uh-huh.
You
want to
go ahead and hit that Hollywood
wrap up? Yeah, sure. What we got? November Man with Pierce Bronson. Everybody remember Pierce Bronson? Yeah, that's 007. That's my nickname. That's what Silver Fox called me.
He's good. I like him.
Pierce Bronson is a lethal and highly trained ex-CIA agent. He is enjoying a quiet life in Switzerland. Until some MF come and mess with him out of retirement.
Wake up a sleeping dog.
That's what I'm saying. This is for his last mission. He must protect a valuable witness. Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland.
Is there a rabbit involved?
It sure is.
And a man in a big hat?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm going to go see this.
And a big hole.
Ooh.
He uncovers the assignment, makes his a target as a former friend and CIA protege. It's 1 hour and 48 minutes. Mystery and suspense and action.
action and invention.
So do you think Pierce Brosnan still has it as an action leading?
Sure, he still got it.
So I don't have to put him in the same category with the Expendables, right?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to go check out November, man. I'm going to see for sure.
All right.
If he ain't got it, I'm going to let you know.
All right, you let me know.
I'm going to call him. I'm gonna call you and say he ain't got it no more.
Okay.
I'm going to put him on the kissing list.
All right.
All right. We got one more. Some crazy-ass shiznick. Can you put that disclaimer on one more time?
Uh-oh.
I'm about to start cussing them butts.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'll behave. It's called As Above, So Below. I don't know what
that's
the hell.
That's the name of it?
I don't know. Where the hell they got that? I don't know. Where the heck they got that from? Miles of twisting catacombs lie beneath the streets of Paris, the eternal home to countless souls. When a team explores, ventures into the uncharted maze of bones. Oh, Lord. They uncover the secret of what this city of the dead was meant to contain. A journey into the madness of terror as above, so below, reaches deep into the human psyche to reveal the personal demons that come back to haunt us all.
Woo! In other words, we have no idea what this movie is really about.
Hail to the no. It has, it's a documentary, mystery, and suspense, special interest, 1 hour and 33 minutes. Okay. For the first hour, I guess I'm going to be asleep now for 33 minutes. I guess I'll figure it out. But
that's
a hellified damn title. As Above, So Below.
Yeah.
I think we might have put them on the kissing list. What you think?
Yeah, they might be a contender. That's great.
Okay. But I think we're gonna take a commercial break and come back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party. www.apajamaparty.com. Produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now. 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
Hello and welcome back to Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle with the yellow top.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I'm here with Red Wine.
Hey.
It's Red Wine's birthday tonight.
Yeah. Hey.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They love Red Wine. They tolerate me and Kettle. But they love Red Wine. I don't know what it is about Red Wine. I really don't.
It's a
long
stem. I keep going.
They love her.
Watch out there.
They don't give a flying F about us.
Ah, no.
But they love red wine. I don't know what it is. She's a light-skinned chick. They might have something to do with it.
Is that what it is?
Anyway, I'm going to introduce the drink of the week. It's called the Lock Pick.
Woo!
The Lock Pick. How
watch
about
out
that?
Now. Watch out now.
Anyway, it's this iced tea and bourbon cocktail is the key to a great night where anything is possible.
Ooh.
Which means if you're trying to tap that ass,
woo.
I mean, that's it.
Watch out there. Watch out there.
Yeah. Allegedly. Ooh. Anyway, the ingredient is as such. It's a 1.5 of your favorite bourbon, whatever you like. Bourbons consist of Jack Daniels. Tonight we're using something called the Watkins Select. It's from Kentucky. It's Kentucky bourbon. This is what keeps Kentucky on the map.
Check it out.
You wonder why Kentucky is hanging in there? They make bourbon, honey. Okay, if not that, they'd be some broke asses. But they make bourbon, so they stay alive, honey. They make Jack Daniels. They make all that. So it keeps
come on,
them in the map.
Come on,
and it also has 3/4 of what's called pomegranate liqueur. It's a real red. It's in a fancy bottle. It's real cute.
Ooh,
and you mix that with that. And it also has three quarters of fresh lemon. Just take a lemon cube and squeeze it in there. And also on top of that, 3 ounces of a sweetened iced tea on top of that.
What's that, man?
Okay.
What's that, man?
The color looks crazy, but don't let that bother you. It looks like some type of burgundy crap.
It looks pretty good to me. Looks pretty good to me. Watch out now.
It looks like when you drink it, your liver's going, your heart's going to fart, and your liver's going to scream. You know, your esophagus is going to say, what is coming down me?
Man.
Anyway, but anyway, I'm going to try this. How about that?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to try this.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to take a toast because it's red wine's birthday.
Red wine.
Birthday. You know, so if you don't drink, lift up your water, lift up your soda, your Kool-Aid. Whatever you drink or don't drink, and we're going to lift this and
cheers.
We have about 20 people in the studio tonight, which is so good.
Yeah.
We have Dr. Murray here, so if you need some, you're trying to go sleep like Michael Jackson, we got Dr. Murray now.
All right now. That sounds pretty good.
Anyway, I'm going to taste it, and it's...
What do you think?
It's interesting.
Okay.
It's acquired taste.
All right, man. That means Papa don't care for it.
It's an acquired taste. Yeah, it tastes like this. Anyway, it's all right. It's all right. Anyway, we're going to move on. But that's the drink. Caller, come on. We only have a few minutes.
I can just come up here for you. I'll just go to your own.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello. Are you there?
We're here. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say happy birthday to the baddest glass of red wine I've ever seen in my life.
I know that's right. Woo!
Stroke her ego no more. Come on. She's already conceited.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you so very much.
If I could get one tenth of this woman's beauty, what I got to drink?
Mm.
All right, now.
Woo!
Drink some Watkins Kentucky bourbon.
Okay.
And then go treat your man like a banana, honey.
Ooh!
Okay. And serve him.
Okay. Thank you, Tisha. You have to say a disclaimer again. Well, thank you, Tisha, for listening. I appreciate you.
Also, anyway. I wanted to comment on your Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
Can you hear me? I wanted to comment on Pierce Brosnan, and I do believe he's past his time. However, if we were to substitute him with Idris Elba, I'd be more than inclined to watch the movie.
I'm gonna do that review probably within a couple of weeks when it comes out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be listening. I'll be watching.
Okay, appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. So what we got going on now? Uh-oh. Kiss it list time. I got the list. I'm two shades in the wind, but I got the kiss it list.
Uh-oh, watch out now.
Who we got? We got.
Who you got on the list this week?
Explain to them about the kiss it list, Red Wine.
Oh, the kiss it list is a list of people who have just pissed us off or pissed off somebody else, and we're just standing in the gap on their behalf to tell them to kiss it, and kiss it again.
Oh, that's right.
So these are the people who have either tweeted us or called in, or they're here with us live.
Okay.
So who do you have on the list, Kettle?
Julie, Harold, people who ride your bumper when driving.
Oh, she wanted them on the kissing list.
Yeah. Sierra Willis, all the haters. Woo! All
right.
At Bowie the Best, all the people who have a problem with him, you know what to do. Okay.
Okay.
At Smile Guy One, all the people who unfollow because he tweets about the BYU game tonight. Okay.
American Academy of Pediatrics for conducting studies saying kids need to sleep more, sleep because they stay up late and people should start their day later because of it.
You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, rewind, there's something on that. We added Copper Canyon for slacking on the hiring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Roger Cadell.
Who's that? That's the
commissioner
of NFL.
Commissioner.
That's right.
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice.
Oh, Ray Rice on the list.
He whooped his lady's ass and got away with it.
No, that wasn't good at all. We got
on it twice.
Ray Rice. Dan Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
He wants the stadium.
Wants the stadium. Burger King.
Moving to Canada.
That's
the Canadian burger now?
I guess, I don't know. They're going to take out something. I don't know. In the Whoppers. Might be short or small.
Burger.
For Canadian bacon or some shit.
Canadian bacon,
know.
There you go.
Trying to make money.
Yeah, I guess so.
And they're taking dollars away from us.
The Crazy Cop, Officer Friendly. Of the Madison County.
Madison County.
Down in Florida.
That pulled us over.
Down in
Florida.
On the list, Officer
told me I was going 94 miles an hour.
Kiff said he was not going 94.
I don't drive 94 miles an hour.
That's right. For real, he was going 93. Okay. And this crazy movie, As Above, As Below. I don't know what the freak that is, but
I don't know.
That's who was on the list.
All right. So
in Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh.
But having a police force with 53 police officers and only 3 black.
I know that's right.
How do you come up with those odds?
I know that's right.
You know, I'm just saying. You know, math is math, and logistics, and 53 police officers and only 3 black.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, what you
either
got?
Nepotism was going crazy or,
right.
or something was going nothing.
Well, what you got for him, Kim?
I have a gift for everybody on the kitchen list. Y'all want to hear?
Yeah.
Kiss my empire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass! You better kiss my Irish ass!
This world can kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass!
We got one more to kiss the lips, and I apologize. Pernell.
Yeah,
his sister said he needs to go on.
My triple deluxe.
By the way, Becky is one of our studio audience. Becky, you have a dot com group. What is your dot com group
called? Big Ass Dot.
BigAss.com. You got that to have a fat ass to get in her.
Red Wine, put that disclaimer on, please. Put that disclaimer on, please.
Put the disclaimer on.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Right. Becky has a tremendous ass, anyway. and she is the co-founder of, what is it again?
Founder.
You're the founder. There's nobody else. No code. Kill the code. I'm sorry.
Ooh,
what is it again?
BigAss.com or come.
BigAss.com or
shit.
I can't even say that word. We can't even put no more disclaimers on.
We
done ran out.
Okay.
Papa, what you got for the last word?
My last word is
I'm sorry. My bad. We got a caller coming in. We want to get this last caller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on. Mama?
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine, thank you.
I got some questions. I have some questions for all the hosts. because I'm trying to find a little bit out about you all because we have a Papa Didi. I don't know if that means he just one person daddy or he multiple daddies. I'm going to need to understand this. I don't know how many kids he got. I want to know.
What's up, Papa?
Now,
what's up, Papa?
I ain't finished. I'm not finished. Let me finish.
Uh-oh.
I need red wine. Red wine, I don't know if that means she's an alcoholic or she just likes drinking red wine. I'm going to need to understand that. Now, for kettle, I don't know if you a kettle you put on a stove. I don't know if you kettle popcorn, kettle potato chips, but I'm going to need to know. So one by one, I'm going to need y'all to explain this to a sister.
I'm kettle you put on the mother freaking stove because I'm hot as a motherfucking firecracker. So we need to find another disclaimer, but that's kettle. Go ahead, Pop. What you got?
So what is your name? What is your name?
We got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, what
Pop.
Is your name?
My name is Coco, and that stands for pure chocolate, 100%. Don't get it twisted.
Once we put you on a kissing list, we're gonna deal with you later because we ain't got a lot of time tonight. But we're going
to. Yeah, well, they call me red wine because that's what I like. I am fine like a bottle of mature red wine.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she's not an alcoholic, just
long,
like you said.
Excuse me, is that the kind of wine that you buy from 7-Eleven or a real live liquor store? I don't need to know that.
Oh, you hang out at a liquor store.
Oh.
No wonder.
Oh.
Okay.
When
last time you been to the dentist?
Can you pick up a pack of Dos Equis, please? And thanks for calling, Coco.
All right, Coco.
All right.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Last word.
What's the last word, Papa?
Last word. I have a brother of mine that's currently in a hospital, and I just want to send my hopes and prayers to him. He has a lot of medical ailments going on with him, and I hope that he can gallantly get through that particular situation. I love him and I need him, and I hope that he gets through his particular situation. His name is Gary, and my heart, my soul is out to you, Gary. Get well soon.
All right. Yeah, red wine.
My last word is I just want these parents to take control of your household. Take these phones and toys and games and online devices and things from your children. Make them go to bed at a reasonable hour. Make sure they can do their homework so that they can get up and get to school and get an education because you don't get another chance at this. You need to get it right the first time. Unless you want them to major in high school, you need to step up your game, parents. Don't let these studies and things direct you. Handle your business.
I know that's
oh,
right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. All right, my last word. I like that red wine with the long, 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 long stem tonight.
And one more long.
All right, now long.
Okay.
It's Kettle with the yellow top. I just want to thank everybody for being here. Everybody get a shout out.
Yeah.
It was Red Wine's birthday. We're going to crank it on up. And we get off this.
Oh, day. Yeah, we get offline. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
We got monkeys in the left cage.
It's going to be off the MF chain. We're going to go out to the beach, butterball naked. In a few seconds. But we want to thank everybody. We want to thank everybody for coming out. Appreciate your time and your love and your support.
Yes, sir.
And we just going to keep doing what we do. And Red Wine, get ready to shut it down for us.
Every Friday night, we're here, y'all, from 9 to 10. And sometimes we go an hour and a half, or sometimes we go 2 hours. But check us out. We're informative, and we're up on what's going down.
Mm-hmm.
So don't sleep
on
us.
And we're fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
And one day, who knows, we might be on,
Michael Bay. All right, watch out now. He got fired. If you want to see some previous episodes, you can check them out at apajamaparty.com. Right. Any of the shows you've missed and you want to catch up on, or just hear them one more again, click on the archive. Go to apajamaparty.com and listen to the archive. The archives, yes. Thank you. Thank you for listening. A lot of jazz, but we're good people.
Yeah.
We're good people. We wash our booties every day.
We're
not stifling. We're not stifling. This is Papa Dini saying good night to all. Thank you for tuning in, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Live audience is saying good night. We're here to honor Red Wine and her birthday tonight.
All right. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead and shut it down, Red Wine.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of jazz.
Well, when you, I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Dabi ko. Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show. And good night.
The